I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. An Indigenous social media influencer has raised allegations of racism about a trainer working for a non-for-profit boxing school associated with the Brisbane Broncos. Influencer Isaac Compton detailed the allegations in a post on social media yesterday after an Indigenous Brisbane woman said she had experienced racism at a World Gym franchise that were dismissed by the gym. Compton then revealed that an employee of World Gym, Jaden Grin, who also works as a trainer at youth training program Gloves Up, posted a racist video on social media taking aim at Broncos player Ezra Mam.
Yeah, right, the Brisbane Shonkos.
Grin has since taken the video down and posted another saying he made the comment as an edgy joke. NIRS has reached out to the Brisbane Broncos for comment. A scathing report on Tasmania's adult prison service has found dental health care is so bad that some prisoners resort to pulling out their own teeth. The report has described dental health care within the prison service as woefully inadequate, with delays of many months a regular occurrence. Prison health consultant Dr. Edward Petch wrote that the dental service is considered an extraction-only service and that dental care is completely denied to inmates who have been in custody for less than 6 months and those on remand. The report also found excessive lockdowns at Risdon Prison, triggered by staff shortages, are having a major impact on inmates, noting that some units spend more than half a month in lockdown. The report has delivered a total of 117 recommendations in all, while also noting that 12 out of the 46 recommendations from its last report have been completed. The manager of an Indigenous STEM program says it's important to highlight what STEM is to get young people excited about pursuing a career in the field. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields, are becoming increasingly more important as technology continues to evolve. Speaking to NIRS News, Kaukanu woman and the Young Indigenous Women's STEM Academy educational manager Kim Diabol says it's hard for young Indigenous women to get into STEM unless they're shown what it is.
Young women who are in schools sometimes are not really connecting because they don't see the value in school. They're not sure about what they want to do. But once they actually get introduced to, you know, different opportunities, their eyes light up, they find their passion, and then they can see the purpose of school and they can see that connection.
Data shows that just 0.5% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders have a degree in STEM. It's also estimated that 90% of all future jobs in the next 5 years will require a degree in the fields of science, technology, engineering or mathematics. We'll have more coming up next.
The skills you bring will help us find better ways, and your ideas will help us shape a future we can all be proud of. We all bring something different. Grow with us. riotinto.com/careers.
Program sponsor.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
To sport, and Brisbane Lions star Charlie Cameron and GWS tagger Toby Bedford have sensationally had their respective three-match suspensions for rough conduct overturned on appeal. In separate appeal board hearings last night, both players successfully argued that the league's tribunal had made an error of law when upholding their bans 2 days earlier. Cameron, who was initially charged over the tackle which left West Coast Liam Duggan concussed, is now free to play in the Lions' clash with ladder leaders Sydney on Sunday. The Transport Workers Union says Perth-based AFL players were forced to travel in an unsafe environment with non-functional toilets. The Fremantle Dockers flew on a chartered flight from Tasmania to Perth last Saturday after playing Hawthorn in Launceston. The union says the plane ran out of water just half an hour after takeoff. Cabin crew had to manually scoop toilet waste into basins, with passengers forced to urinate in basins. Speaking to Nine Radio, the union's WA Secretary Tim Dawson praised the cabin crew for their efforts.
Now, to the professionalism of cabin crew and our members, they got on with the job and done what they could to keep them toilets as workable as and clean as possible. So I think it's a real credit to them.
To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
Arts and culture at 2024 Cairns Indigenous Art Fair.
From July the 25th, Kaiap celebrates its 15th anniversary with hundreds of First Nation artists, performers, fashion designers and creators. Experience over 30 events from the opening night party to fashion performance, workshops, children's activity and so much more at the Cairns Convention Centre and venues across the city. So grab your tickets now at kaiap.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Tax cuts are here, and people will now start to see them in their take-home pay. The Australian Government's tax cuts are for every taxpayer, helping Australians keep more of what they earn. Visit taxcuts.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Show. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black. And look, a big shout out to the traditional owners of the land. We meet here today here at the Cairns Show for 2024. And Trendy Trev taking you right through to 12 midday for your daily program. And look, I'm catching up with Deadly Mob. Going to catch up with our beautiful sister, Samantha Martin, Bush Tucker woman, and talk about her deadly space. And we have Samantha with us. Samantha, good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Fantastic. Good to see you, my sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a Jarrah woman from the East Kimberley of Western Australia.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much. And how long have you been over here, this side, neck of the woods?
Well, I consider myself to be a Queenslander because I've passed that, I think they say, three-month mark. I've been here for 13
after two,
years.
After two cyclones, my sister.
Oh, well, I've been here for 13 cyclones.
Well, then, hey! Shut up. You're local. Shut your mouth. Too dead, my sister. Well, thank you. Welcome here to this beautiful country. Samantha, Martin, tell us your story, Bush Tucker woman.
Yes.
And the journey, because I remember interviewing you coming back about 9 years ago, something like that.
Yes.
When you were Sacred Oz Productions.
That's right.
With a big muscly vehicle all painted up.
Yes.
And you were travelling. Let's talk about that space first, is where I met you.
Right.
And you came to Bumma Bipa Media and we had an interview, had a yarn. So tell us from there, what happened there, yes?
So, yeah, we were travelling around the country creating this documentary called The Messy Stick Vehicle, or Four-Wheel Dreaming. And it was an ex-Army ambulance that was in the Vietnam War. So mm-hmm. It was like a 61 ex-Army ambulance Land Rover.
Yes.
And my partner at the time decided that he wanted to take this vehicle around the country as a production vehicle. But what it turned into was sort of an art moving art gallery. Mm. So he had all the mob like drawn to the vehicle and they started painting their totems and their handprints
on
their language
on the vehicle.
Okay. So then what happened was it sort of, you know, the motto phrase that we created was that it was this vehicle was built for war, now rebuilt for peace. It was used for the sick and dying and now for the healing of our mob.
Beautiful.
And so this vehicle became a voice through the art and the storytelling, and that's when our documentary started to sort of come to life.
Yes,
because it allowed our mob to talk about, you know, whatever they wanted to talk about, but mainly sharing knowledge and information. And what do you want the rest of the world to know about your mob?
So you're recording all this, filming this. That's what you're
thing.
Doing. Okay,
yes.
Thank you, and shared that information.
Yes.
Well, to the world, and well, we are storytellers.
That's right.
So that vehicle became a storyteller vehicle, you could say.
Yes.
Telling vehicle, fantastic. How long did you do that for?
So I was with him for 14 years. Mm. He had already started the journey prior to that. I think about 7 years. So all up, this journey.
You
took
brought
about
the black space to the
I
table.
I did. Correct.
Yes. Thank you. Yep,
I
yep,
did
yep.
indeed. He had a PNG girl as a first girlfriend, that original journey. And I think they both were a bit out of their depths with the culture.
Yeah.
And the mob was sort of like a bit wary of who they were and what they were doing, filming and stuff like that. But when I came on board, it was like the endorsement. It was like the stamp.
Sure. Thank you.
The authenticity.
We're talking black on black then.
That's exactly right.
Of our mob.
So our mob trusted the story, a bit more deeper stories, you know.
Mm.
And so, you know, this vehicle became larger than life. It was bigger than the Bush Tucker woman, but that's outside of that, that's what where the Bush Tucker woman was born.
Okay.
By foraging off the land on our journeys, I'd say, look at that tree, it's got berries on it, that's good medicine there, that's good Tucker. I'd fish, hunt, you know, catch chirrupin out of the water with my bare hands, turtles.
Yeah.
And so he would film all of this, and that's how that was sort of created, was the Bush Tucker woman was born. And I was sort of saying to him, look, I don't want to be filmed when I'm doing this sort of stuff. And he's like, well, why not? Because what comes of this is education, you know, like this is, you're a woman hunting and living off the land when wherever we go, we don't go hungry because you're always talking about the bush foods and the bush medicine. So why not film this and share it with the rest of our country?
Why didn't you want the filming, sis?
I was a bit shy.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Yes, true story.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
So for that reason, that's why you didn't want the filming. Okay, yep.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want it to be always be filmed, you know, like give me a break. When I'm out on country, I want to be on country. I don't want a camera following me around.
What's that,
Samantha? What's that, you know?
So, and then the other thing that comes to my mind, Sam, is the protection of our stories and permission from our elders to tell the story. So probably that's on at the table as well.
Absolutely.
You know? But in regard to you being shy, we're talking business here. We're talking about marketing, promotion, get it out there. So that's a fantastic vehicle to do so.
Yes.
The filming and what have you.
Absolutely.
So I think you had to run with it.
Yeah,
and you
I did eventually.
Yeah.
And it was nice because I did it in a humble way. You talk about get permission and stuff. You know, wherever I go, wherever we go in country, we get permission. When I first come here to Cairns, I asked who's the elder that I need to get permission
to
come here.
Yes, sister.
And it was Brother Gudju Gudju.
Yep.
So, you know, we go back a long way, but it's about then what happened, what we started seeing, and my family taught me this, like whenever you go into country, you find that elder and you talk to them and you ask them permission.
Or protocol.
Protocol, right? Yes, follow protocol.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
To Delhi. So here we are, Sacred Oz Productions.
Yes.
And under that, the birth of Bush Tucker Woman. I'm hearing Tribal Voice Connections.
Mm-hmm.
What's that entity?
So that's my business.
Okay.
That's who I am as, like, I talk about the Bush Tucker Woman. It's pretty funny and people laugh and giggle about it, but like a third person. Like, she's my alter ego.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Right? You see, and you got
she
one
too.
She
money too.
Yeah, she does.
She,
but
you know,
she makes
she
me a lot of money.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. Stick with that, sister.
I will, don't you worry. She's deadly.
Sure, okay. So a third person is Tribal Voice Connections.
Yes.
And that's the business entity.
Yes.
And under that umbrella is the Bush Tucker Woman.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
So, explain that setup.
Yeah,
then, sister.
So I had to, like, so 7 years ago, I split up with my partner. He left, or maybe going on to 10 years ago now. Oh, yes, 10 years ago.
Okay, yep.
So, God, time flies.
Yes. Well, here
so
we are at the Cairns Show 2024.
Yes.
When our beautiful sister ran that track and put up the flags, our sister.
That's right.
Kathy.
Yes.
That was 20 years ago, 24 years
oh
ago, sister.
Oh, my God. To me, that's like yesterday. Like,
and
you know?
It was like 1999, New Year's Eve. We're waiting for the planes to fall out of the sky. Computers to blow up.
True.
Yeah, because of the information age and going into 21st century, millennia, you know?
Yeah.
Was it 24 years ago?
Yeah.
So shut up, yes, sister.
So time flies.
And we need to be proactive.
We
with
do.
Our time.
Absolutely.
And I'm loving what you're doing, yes. Continue.
Yeah.
Continue.
So
Tribal Voice Connection.
Yeah, so I had to sort of think about how do I, you know, I had no money. I was poor. I was depressed. I was suicidal. I was very unhealthy. I almost lost a foot because of diabetes. So big journey, brother.
Oh,
you know, my partner left me. I found my father for the first time in 37 years, and then he passes away. My brother got murdered. We buried him. A month later, my godson committed suicide, and I'm looking at his body in hospital after he just got off the ropes.
Mm.
So a lot of trauma happened in my life.
Sure.
And then leading up to my journey, I had to look at my health and my well-being.
Mm.
And then, you know, how do I keep a roof over my head? And my pride is I don't ask my family for money, so I've got to try and figure this out.
Yeah.
So I fell from grace. From running the Mossman Gorge Centre as the campus manager, I was at Mossman Gorge.
Okay.
And then,
big shout out.
Yeah. And I did that for a few years. And then Jabukai headhunted me, so I came down and I was their manager there with the new development.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff and the development with all the cultural signs and things that were being built. Mm. I was going between the traditional owners, the directors, and the architects, and you know, the construction people, and trying to bring all of these concepts and ideas together. Good. So it was, they were following protocol as well. That was a great job.
Yes.
And then I basically went from that to working at Prawn Star, you know, because I had to pay rent.
Sure.
And I had to keep a roof over my head. I had to feed myself. Yeah. And
we are resilient people, aren't we?
We are. We're very resourceful. Yes. But it was funny because I looked at that was a humble reminder that no matter where or who you think you are, you can have things that happen to you that can knock you off your own perch, you know.
Exactly.
And then you have to sort of then rebuild yourself. And that's where the Tribal Voice concept came from.
What comes to mind is... it's not what happens to you in life, is how you respond to it.
It does.
We got to bounce back, and we black people do that constantly, you know. And when you look at all the trauma that you went through, ancestors work from the other side and strengthen you to move forward. And here you are, Tribal 100%. Voice Connections, Bush Tucker Woman.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it, the Tribal Voice. I was hearing these voices all the time, and they're saying to me, get up. What are you doing? Yeah. You know, it's such a time to die. My brother, you know, got murdered, and he's like, coming to me saying, hey, you know, it's not your time, you've got to stop this behavior. So rebuilding my heart and connecting with culture was my only thing. So I had to look at rebranding myself, getting away from the Sacred Oz Productions, what he had sort of built me into, and all the doubt that I had of myself as well, you know, because when you come from a toxic relationship as well, a lot of people didn't know that. That plays a big part in your well-being and your health. And us women, although we are resilient, we still hurt hard.
Sure.
You know, our hearts get really a good pounding. And then when we get resilient, then that just teaches us how to then rise above the ashes and become the phoenix and the warrioress that we're supposed to be, you know,
beautiful,
and doing
beautiful.
It for our ancestors.
Well, exactly. And I always said that we are wealthy being black.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got our culture, which is long living culture on planet Earth.
Yeah.
We're just going to get our skin in the game or get proactive with it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. I always say, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Mm. I love it.
In regards to feet in both camps, culture and one foot, the other foot, the economy, or the business world, the white man world, whatever.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We're rich in that way.
We are.
You know?
And you know, you talk about that too, and I'll talk about my book a little bit. I'm an author of two books, about a third one, maybe a possible fourth.
Keep them coming, keep them coming,
right.
Sis. Yes.
But I came from, in year 12, I did 11 and 12, I didn't know how to read. I couldn't put a sentence together, bro.
Oh,
I could not read.
Okay, yeah. So and here you are, author now.
Right.
Shut up.
And I had to teach myself how to read. And once I did, I became in love with books, and I said to myself, one day I'm going to become an author.
And here you are. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Success breeds success. So let's talk about, while we're on the books, let's talk about the books. So you have two books out.
Mm.
Yep. And we've got them right in front of me here, Bush Tucker Guide, 1 and 2. So how to start, and your knowledge with Bush Tucker, you just put in the words.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. People looking at the book.
Go to the Bush Tucker Gardens across the road, across the bridge.
Across the creek.
Yeah.
Across the creek.
There might be one left.
Thank you.
These may have been the last two.
To our daily listeners out there, it's Trinity Trevi, Murray from Curry, National Talk Black, yarning here at the Cairns Show. That's why we're yarning. We're talking up strong here to the mob. And while I'm talking with Samantha here, Samantha Martin, Bush Tucker Woman, interviewing her on National Talk Black, but of course people here
in
our studio, interactive, you know, want to borrow money, want to grab the book, want all this sort of stuff. Shut up, not now. So your information regarding Bush Tucker, you just put into words.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So the things that I learned along the way from different people, different cultures, different areas, I thought this is such a wealth of knowledge. Mm. And a lot of our mob, we should know this sort of content, but a lot of us don't.
No, they don't.
We're
exactly.
westernized with
exactly.
our food that even the Western
McDonald's,
food,
you want fries with
right,
us?
Right, exactly.
Yep,
it's making us sick and unwell.
Yep.
So I thought to myself, you know, it'd be great to put together something that we can be proud of, that's written by an Aboriginal woman, that has, you know, knowledge not just for myself but other people from around the country.
Yes.
It holds significance because it's, you know, it's our story.
Yes.
It's ours. We can be proud of
this.
Exactly.
And that's what we grew up on, our ancestors.
Right.
Yeah. The healthiest race living at one stage, you know. And I'm looking in here as well. You've got seasons as well.
Yeah.
Because we've got different colour in the Migloo Mob.
That's right.
You know, and look at it.
Hey, we change colours all the time.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, fantastic. So, the books are out for purchase.
Yes.
Yep.
On any bookstore, online bookstore.
Yep.
Cairns Central also sells them as well. I was here selling them, but I'm sold out.
You were sold out?
Yeah.
We bumped my bibliography, took the last
two. Took the last two. Thank you
Bush
for your
Tucker
support.
Guide. Yeah, no, yeah. It's just a Bush Tucker Guide. So you mob out there. Do check out the books. Samantha Martin, Bush Tucker Woman, she's got the books out. So you want to get educated on how to live off the land, then grab those books and get educated that way. Now, quickly before I let you go, Bush Tucker Woman, how do you operate in the business sense? How do you use your services? And is it a vehicle that can travel?
So Bush Tucker Woman is based in Cairns. So what I do is a lot of different varieties of the Bush Tucker Woman. So I looked at all my services that I can provide. I had to look at myself as an entity of services. So what does that look like? I'm a guest speaker. I can be a keynote speaker. I can be a cook and demonstrator. I can go into schools and do mentoring and tell my story to inspire and empower our kids. Because my story, a lot of people can relate to it, right?
Yes.
But also, I've been traveling through the Cape. I go to Arakoon School and we do Murray Kitchen Rules there with the the teachers.
Yes.
Schools are starting to get to know me. Other organisation and cultural organisations are booking me.
Okay.
So you can book the Bush Tucker Woman to come into your organisation, do team building.
Beautiful.
Or just Murray Kitchen Rules. I've got this
program
called
that.
Murray Kitchen Rules.
So you're a web page?
I haven't.
Get in touch with your sister.
But
Facebook
they can,
page?
Facebook page, yes. Bush Tucker Woman on Facebook, and that's Tucker, T-U-K-K-A,
T-U-K-K-A, Tucker.
Not lady,
yep.
Woman.
Yeah, woman, Tucker
and
Woman.
And I'm on Instagram
yes.
as well.
Yep.
So you can book me either on those, but I am working on the other aspect, which is a website.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
We're in the 21st
grows.
Century.
Right, business
Put the
grows.
W, all the W's in there.
Yes, yes.
Are you online or in line? To Deli, my sister, good yarning with you.
Thank you
very much. Look, continue doing what you're doing. Stay in touch.
Yes.
And we'll yarn soon, my sister.
100%, brother.
All the
Thank
best.
You for the
one
opportunity.
One love, one love. To Deli, beautiful yarn there. Samantha Martin, Bush Tucker Woman. Yeah, not lady, woman, too deadly. And look, do check out her books. Are out on sale, and also engage with her operation and what she does in regarding team building or regarding educating people using Tucker. Too deadly, you mob. Stay tuned, your deadly live outdoor broadcast. 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. We're live here at the Cairns Show 2024. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500. Whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bahia. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay right. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now not a sight. Me you call them Kungai, Kungai from Yoruba where my people reside. Where you from, my brother?
Too Deadly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show. Trendy Trevor and Mike Murray from the Curry here for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're having deadly yarns with deadly people. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with one deadly fellow, QFD, Queensland Fire Department, Justin Smith. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. Good,
fantastic,
mate. Good.
Thank you for coming to the program. So you got a booth here.
Yep, we do.
So tell us about the Queensland Fire Department. I mean, like, you protect this beautiful big island of ours and working up here, fire. And we as Blackfellas use fire as a tool. So you understand all about that space. How long you been with the fire department?
So I've been auxiliary fire for 21 years
21
now.
Years.
Yeah, so we've gone through a few transitions.
Sure.
Just recently we've transitioned from Queensland Fire and Emergency Services now to the Queensland Fire Department.
Okay.
So we very much focus in that fire space now. So yeah, there's two streams. There's fire and rescue, urban and rural. So
okay,
absolutely fire safety is a key aspect,
yes,
to that capability of the Queensland Fire Department.
So
and that's why we're 21 here.
21 years, you a local boy, Cairns?
Yeah, no, I've originally from Miles.
Okay.
Grew up in Chinchilla.
Yes.
Moved to Hervey Bay. I started as an auxiliary in Miles. Moved,
yep,
to Hervey Bay for a while as an auxiliary there, and now Cairns.
Saw the light and come to Cairns.
Yeah, saw the light.
Yeah, saw the light. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So when you look in this space there, so is there interaction with our, like, First Nation Rangers, for example?
Absolutely. So this is a second job of mine. My primary job is actually emergency management. So I work very closely with Woodjal Woodjal, Hopevale,
okay,
Cooktown, Douglas, Kawanyama and Pomperow.
Good, okay.
And I know the Rural Fire Service is really passionate about bringing First Nation voices together,
yes,
ideas, capabilities. And they have in those smaller communities an area fire management group,
mm,
where they bring along the Jabalbinna Rangers and all the ranger groups to really put their voice forward,
sure,
for land management and fire management.
And of course the fire department, Queensland Fire Department, is open to those conversations. Yes?
Absolutely, yeah. So a part of those area fire management groups, everyone has a voice.
Yes.
It's about identifying risks in your local area, and putting mitigation strategies in place, and there's an equal voice at the party.
It shows we are all in this together.
Absolutely, yep.
Protecting the country and what have you. And what about, how does a young person apply to be in the fire department?
Absolutely. Fire department? So there's absolutely a few different streams under the Queensland Fire Department. You have your paid staff. So in the paid staff, you'll have your permanent fire and rescue. You also have your auxiliary staff. That's what I am.
Mm.
That's a paid position. And then you also have your volunteerism stream. In your volunteerism stream, you have your rural fire service.
Mm.
And people can volunteer in the rural fire service. So it's an application process.
Sure.
You do the application process, and it's really giving back to the community. It's a great way to learn the job.
Yep.
And it's a great way to give back to your community. And also the SES as well,
SES,
State Emergency,
yep,
Services.
Sure. You
so
work
it's
closely
great
with those guys?
Absolutely.
Yes,
so everyone will works together for the common goal.
Okay.
So
yep,
it's a great way to give back to your community.
And regarding application, do young ones have to have a high school certificate?
No. So I believe you can join at 16, but I don't know if you can actually respond until you're 18.
Okay.
There is a blue card application process. You go through that,
yep,
but that's all assisted. So if someone is interested, go online. On the fire website,
yes,
there will be application or enrollment instructions on there for each stream. But please give your community. It's a great way to give back, and it's a great way to learn a lot of skills too.
Beautiful. Justin, nice talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank
brother.
You very much.
Now,
come
and go
see
dress
us
up, is that right?
Yeah, I've got to go dress up as Bushy. Come and see us at the Fred Mole Pavilion. We've,
yes,
got a lot of fire safety information there. We've got a lot of information for children and adults. So please,
beautiful,
come along and make sure you've got a plan.
You keep smiling. Justin, we'll talk soon, brother.
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. Lovely yarn there with Justin Smith, Queensland Fire Department, and just talking about the work that he does and also the connection with our Indigenous Rangers across the country, which is fantastic. He mentioned Woodjal Woodjal and all the different mob up there in community. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're here at the Cairns Show. You might be here at the Cairns Show on your way. Come over and say hello to the crew here at Bummer Bipper Media, and a big shout-out to NERS, National News Radio Service, putting this program across the country with National Talk Black. But stay tuned, you mob, BBM 98.7 FM.
In the land of the Indigenous, we are fighting for our rights. In the land of the Indigenous, we got to stand up for our rights. Yeah, 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 yeah.
with Australian bikes. To the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand. In the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Yeah, Tudelia Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Show 2024 with Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Having deadly yarns here at the show, and a big shout out to all our mob here. And if you're in the area, come and say hello, please. Had a deadly yarn with Sister Samantha Martin, Bush Tucker woman. Also, a brother from the Queensland Fire Department, Justin Smith. And now we're going to catch up a yarn now with deadly brother. We're talking about the Hidden Warrior. Hidden Warrior is Robert Levi. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, brother.
Before we start, Cuss, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
My mob, Kairag Mob, from up Cape York, Wagadagam, Kilima Dugong Tribe, and my mum's from St. Paul.
St. Paul. Mm. Beautiful. Lovely print. Beautiful, brother. Speaking of print, tell us about Hidden Warrior. What you do is Hidden Warrior. What is your,
Hidden
your product you produce? What do you do, brother?
Hidden Warrior is my new clothing brand we're doing. They're made down in Melbourne. So what we do is I always have my art, my canvas and stuff. So we take a photo of that. We scan the canvas, yes. Put it straight on the shirt, and you got pretty much a giant canvas on your shirt.
Indigenous artisan.
Artisan.
So yeah, paint that
picture. That's the Indigenous artisan. My Facebook.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And what is an Indigenous artisan?
Indigenous artisan is, for me, it's the both Aboriginal and Torres Strait cultures.
Yes.
And also, my dad was white too.
Okay.
So I grew up with a white dad. Dad too, married my mom.
He'd be teaching business.
He'd be teaching me business. He wasn't really good at reading and writing, actually.
Okay.
But he taught me how to be around his kind. What his kind were like.
Okay. There you go. Mm. And help you who you are today and create a Hidden Warrior. How long has Hidden Warrior been operating for?
Oh, not long. Maybe 1 year, 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a web page?
We just got the web page.
Mm-hmm. Hidden Warrior, one word, Hidden Warrior Shop.
Yeah, on Rusty's as well on a Saturday, brother.
Yeah,
I'm there every time. If people want anything, they just come down, let me know. Artwork, weapons, advice for anything, you know, help for anything.
Sure.
All good. Indigenous, non-Indigenous, it's all good, brother.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
so you make artifacts as well as artwork.
Well, voila. Yeah, we and make the didgeridoo.
Yep, didgeridoo,
We affiliated with the Minjil mob, Balakal and them.
Carl.
Yeah, we're all one mob.
Good, beautiful.
We're all schoolies.
Yeah,
so we try and take care of each other when we can.
We support each other. Fantastic, you know. And when you do the artwork, you do the artifacts with it, then you put your artwork to the artifacts, yep?
Yeah. We can, or we just leave it plain.
Okay.
Depends if we're going to use it for hunting.
All right.
Or defend.
Yes.
Usually we just leave it plain or maybe burn it a little bit.
And do you have a shop as such, Rob?
In the night markets at the moment. I just got a market stall there at the moment.
Yeah.
On the Saturday.
Yep.
Just for relax, because I've been in the night markets for a while. Maybe 10 years or something.
Well, there you go, brother.
Yeah, there can be a lot of, you know, dramas in that kind of big marketplace.
So have you got a booth here at the Cairns Show?
Yeah, brother. We're down at the Cairns Show in the Fred Moore Pavilion.
And you're sharing the booth with another organization?
Marabista.
Who's Marabista?
Marabista is like the wood chopper of Mackay.
Okay, big shout out, Marabista.
Yeah, Mackay just had their NAIDOC Week there celebration, so we did some merch for them.
Okay, yes.
They got most of it, but we still got some left here for you, Ken's Mob here.
Sell.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to Mackay 105 FM. Them mob tuned into National Talk Black. And just let your mob know that Marabista is up here in Cairns for the Cairns Show.
Mm.
And I'm talking to brother Robert Levi here.
Yeah, we got some Indigenous colouring in books that are pretty exclusive.
Good.
So they're pretty cool. They come with the pencils and the ruler and the, you know, all your things for them young kids for school.
Yes.
And the second edition is coming out soon. Mm-hmm. I've done a couple of designs for the second edition. And Bala Leon Namai.
Yes.
Another Bala from up. TIY,
wow.
But he stayed on Mackay too, M with them up there. Mm. He did the first edition, so a lot of his artwork is on the magnets and the key rings. And
they're all for sale, are they?
We all got them all for sale here. Good. We got sales happening too for you buy a couple more and you get a good price, you know.
Okay. So all our mob out there, if you come to the Cairns Show, come and check out our booth, Bumba Bipa Media, BBM, and behind us is Marabista. And that's where you find Robert Levi, and he's talking about stuff that he's selling, some colouring stuff as well for your Piccaninny there. So support a black man in business, fantastic. And also support Marabista, and that's an Indigenous health organisation for Mackay, brother. to Delhi. Rob,
thanks, brother. You're the man.
With you, brother. You're the man. Good yarn with you, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll come out of a yarn, look at some stuff there for my beautiful grandchildren. But
no worries, brother.
You stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, Robert.
Thank you.
All right, to Delhi. A beautiful yarn there, Robert Levi, Hidden Warrior. Do check out online, Hidden Warrior, FNQ. Dasau, DASAU, DAS, automat.com. So that's the wording there to find Hidden Warrior or Google him. He's on Facebook as well. So Too Deadly, and that's Robert Levi, Hidden Warrior. And fantastic, you are tuned into your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here, outdoor broadcast at the Cairns Show. And a big shout out to the team, Bummer Bipper Media, especially Jackie there, anchoring at back of the studio. A good team effort. And we've got the rest of the crew coming to join us throughout the day. Matty here doing the paddling, Matty Motlop, and Trendy Trev with his National Talk Black program. But stay tuned, you mob. Have more yarns coming your way here on BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Oh yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
From a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a
yeah,
warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
And Shabit got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get him. To kick a raga in a nutty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but we plan all wild.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior.
Yes. That's what we are. Our fathers were warriors. Their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them.
Cause we're one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are.
One generation from is the loving and the memory is the know because you can't raise it because you know you're loving and not really covered. It's all they pick up, maybe come back. No, because you know it's giving up from the back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them up on wallers and up people upon you love when it is me that them is gone.
Get them all.
You don't need a sweet job, babe. Catch you in the breeze while you're rolling with me. Let you hit it out, baby. Then I gon' treat you better. Baby, I'm the one, see, baby, girl, you matter. In my eyes, you are so precious to me. Cause when you give me that high. You caught me by surprise from the first time. Feelings of a ride when you pass by. Oh my, baby. So baby, anything you need, just holla. I'll be there to scoop you up, girl, I gotcha. But don't worry, I'm gonna get you real nice. Giving you all of the things that you like. Catch you in the breeze while you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby. To away from you, girl, I'm just here to stay for you. I'ma be on top it, I ain't gon' stop it. Be like me, how we gon' lock it? And if they come fools, we then we rock it. When the weight's too heavy, I'm spotting. Hold on tight to me, baby, don't let go. Got the whole thing running, so let's roll. No question, the answer that I need, no mention. Girl, you got my heart. Catch you in the breeze when you're rolling with me. Let your head out, baby.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachina bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Hey, Delhi mob. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here. National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live here with the outdoor broadcast here at the Cairns Showgrounds for Cairns Show 2024. And look, you mob, support the Cairns Show, support all your shows, wherever you may be. When you look at the show, look, they run on the smell of an oily rag, and it's hard to keep it all operating. But it's great for the city, it's great for community. It's like a ECHA, you know, Brisbane does the ECHA show. Well, it's just like that, but we need the support, and here we are doing our bits. But come over and say hello to the mob, the crew here at Bummer Bipper Media. And the show goes till 9 o'clock tonight, you mob, so get on over here, entertainment. And as you notice, in the last couple of days up here in Far North Queensland, cold as freezing. So make sure you bring a jacket, bring a beanie, what have you, and stay warm. But it's beautiful weather here at the moment. The temperature is really lovely as well. But look, having Deadly Yarns here for National Talk Black. Big shout out to Nurse, and also a big shout out to the Bummer Bipper Media crew, board of directors, management. Thank you very much. Allow Trendy Trev do this program. Been doing it for 11 odd years, loving it, enjoy it, and just fantastic to be a part of the team.
But a lot of entertainment, a lot of activities happening here at the Cairns show. So come on down, come and say hi, check it out, and especially support all our black businesses. A lot of black businesses down here, whether they're selling their produce, like I'm thinking of Sister Barb, Annie Barb, Barbara Drummond, who's got she's got Black Diamonds, and she sells her cocoa here. And she's over there next to Bush Tucker Woman, actually. And I'm going to catch up with Guju Guju, who's over there. They're going to do Welcome to Country Smoker Ceremony, and they've got entertainment over there as well. So we're going to catch her there and make sure I get my lunch from Sister Barb. Support that sister in business, and not about coming to the Cairns show and grabbing a Dagwood. Support Aunty Barb. Support black people in business. Too deadly. Well, Trinity Trev here, about to sign off for this daily program. Always great to do the National Talkback program from the Cairns show. We do it every second year, every biannually, and the other off year, we do the Laura Dance Festival. A big shout out to the Laura Dance Festival. We'll be joining your mob next year this time as well. But otherwise, your mob, look, I hope you had a deadly week in regarding NAIDOC last week, celebration of NAIDOC, and that's Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. That's the theme for this year. And it was, I want to give a big shout out to the Cairns NAIDOC committee. They did a fantastic job again this year. So it is too deadly. I'm proud to be bringing you, mob. And I look, a big shout out to you all. Have a deadly day. Trinity Trev going to sign off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon via the program. Don't forget that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Is the number you call when you want to have yarn with me come next week there. But too deadly, mob, but stay tuned, and we'll yarn soon. And big shout out to NERS, BBM 98.7 FM.
This little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west.
East to west.
'Cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I say, hey. Oh,
certain things should not happen. But facts reveal what we believe are true. Yes, we're tearing our world all to pieces. Now, Mother, the earth is dying slow. She won't survive, she can't go on living with destruction to all life form that we know. There's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there for you and me. A mother's eyes for us to see. As I sit outside in the darkness and look above me at the stars that twinkle brightly in the sky, when a streak of light fell from the heaven, just like a teardrop falling from my mother's eye. Yes, I know how much we'd all like to help her. She's struggling very hard to stay alive. So let's all unite and put her back together, so our children and their children can survive.
Citizen of this country, it said so in the Constitution. In fact, no black person born before 1967 was a citizen of this country. When I grew up under what they call the assimilation policies.